It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Father, thank you for the privilege to just call upon your name. Thank you for the dear, precious saints of God that daily join with us and pray that God's will would simply be done. Lord, would you tender hearts draw us to you? Fill us with the Holy Spirit of God. And Lord, we'd ask you today, as we open the precious, tender Word of God, Lord, would you open the Scriptures and let the Holy Spirit just simply speak to our heart. And God, may we see the eternal truths of God's eternal Word. And Lord, we ask you that you'd give us that simple utterance to teach and proclaim the Word of God. And Lord, you get glory and honor. I pray for that one that may be sick today, would you touch? That one that may be a brokenhearted and bereaved because of a loved one, would you give that strength? And Lord, I pray today for our pastors, our missionaries, our evangelists, our workers on the front line. God, would you simply take their lives, use them for your glory. And Father, we thank you for the goodness of the Lord. God, your absolute will be done in our lives. And Lord, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. God, that soul that may be listening that knows not the Lord, would you save them by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ today? In his wonderful name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt, and what a blessing it is to be with you again today to simply share with you the Word of the Lord. Well, according to my calendar, here it is Wednesday again, and let me encourage you. Take the little family, go to the house of God, worship the Lord. Pray, sing the songs of Zion, get the strength you can just to be together. And folks, sometimes the greatest times that you have is that little prayer meeting down at the house of God with the Lord's people. And don't let the devil steal that from you. Just keep your heart open to the Lord. Now, today we're going to open our Bibles back again to the book of Acts, chapter number 16. And I hope that you've been getting a blessing. I have. I mean, the Word of God is fascinating. God has opened the Scriptures up for us to see. It's everything's a picture of God's work and the church and what God's doing. And can I say this to you? There's nothing wrong with what God is doing. Hallelujah. It's always right. And what have we noticed in the Scripture here? Well, the Word of God has gone out. And what's the work of the Open Bible Hour? To get the gospel out by the means of radio, by the means of Bibles, by the means of Scriptures. However you get it out, get the gospel out. And even when you get put in jail, the gospel goes out. Amen. And what we've seen so far in these fast few Scriptures, no matter how much the devil raises up, in other words, we've seen a moving of God in the jailhouse. And then we've seen a moving of God in the jailer's house. His whole household got saved. In fact, look at verse number 34. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. He got saved. He believed. His wife believed. His family believed. I mean, don't say how many was in the family, but his house. And folks, I want to tell you, God believes in household salvation. Glory to God. Now, let's look at verse number 35. And let's see, how's the world going to accept this? Well, how does the world accept it? Ask yourself that question. Look at verse 35. And when it was day, now, all that's happened, being in jail and the salvation, I mean, hey, they'd been a hallelujah time there in the house and also in the jail. But the next day, the sun comes up. And when it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeant, saying, let those men go. In other words, no doubt about it, they'd probably had a meeting, the rulers, the magistrates, those that's in charge. And folks, there's nothing wrong. We, our government, we need leaders. We need magistrates. Hey, we need governors. We need lawyers. We need sergeants. Hey, we need the forces. I have nothing wrong with policemen and the highway patrol and the magistrates of our day and the lawyers and the different ones that's in office. I mean, hey, we need to respect them. Well, they come and say, let those men go. Well, sounds good, don't it? Oh, Paul's going to, he didn't run. I don't know exactly what's been told or heard, but let's look in the Word of God. And the keeper of the prison told this, saying to Paul. He comes to Paul and said, look, the magistrates and these sergeants, the rulers in charge, they said for me to let you go to the house. And the magistrate have sent to let you go. Now therefore, depart and go in peace. The jailer that got saved, I mean, he thanks God for his salvation, but he said now, no doubt in his own mind, he thinks what a blessing this is. That, I mean, hey, they've told you, you can go. Not even a fine has to be paid. Just let you go. Verse number 7. Well, see, the magistrate, the sergeant, and those in charge, they wanted to get rid of them now. They get them out of town. There's enough trouble, enough stuff happened. Let's go on with their lives. Verse 37. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison, and now do they thrust us out privately? Nay, verily, that ain't going to happen. But let them come themselves and fetch us out. Well, 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 Paul, what you doing now? They've told you to go ahead and leave and go out. But the whole thing about it, Paul takes his stand. He said they've beaten us openly, condemned us according to their law, but said we're Romans. He said, I was a Roman, and they cast us into prison. And now do they think that they can thrust us out privately so that nobody will know anything about it? Well, doesn't that just about the way the law works? In other words, if they're at fault, hey, let's get rid of this right quick so that you don't have to deal with it. But Paul stands his ground. Well, what is this saying to us? Folks, let me tell you something. Our Supreme Court, many of our folks that's in office are taking a stand against God and against the Word of God and against us. What are we supposed to do? Take the kicking and just cow down? No, we need to take and stand on our rights that we have. Now look at verse 38. And the sergeants told these words unto the magistrates. And what was their response? They feared when they heard that they were Romans. Because the law of the Romans overruled the little city that they're in. After all, they had to bow to the law of the Romans. Well, you know, sometimes God will let our natural laws, in fact, hey, God knows what he's doing. He knows how to deal with things. For instance, in the Bible, when I read in the Bible that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and what has God done in America right now? God has given us a president that's got a backbone, that has stood against some of the ungodliness that's been going on and the hatred that's gated toward him. But yet, can I say to you, God overrules. Look at verse 39. And they came. In other words, who? The magistrates came. The sergeants told them. And they feared. And they came and besought them. In other words, and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. They begged them. I mean, here, instead of beating them, they're begging them to leave. Hey, this is all, in other words, they admitted they were wrong. Do you know something? Wouldn't it be wonderful if some of our leaders in our country right now would just simply admit that they are wrong? Folks, I want to tell you something. This thing of marriage, it's very important to God all the way through the Bible. And when you're political and you mess up and you made a mistake of going against God, be man enough to simply admit that you're wrong. Look at verse number 40. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. Well, Paul, he visits to the saints of God and then goes ahead and leaves town for a while. I mean, what a blessing to just simply stand for truth. And may we never cave in, but honor God. Until next time, the Lord bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.